All right, so today we're diving into this place
Okay.
where the desert just like crashes right into the ocean.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of like the giant sand dunes like right up against the water?
Oh, yeah.
It's Sandwich Harbor
Wow.
in Namibia.
That's
And I
cool.
was looking at pictures and I'm like,
Yeah.
wow, pictures don't even like
They don't do it justice.
really capture the feeling of it.
I think the thing that's so striking about it is that it's the Namib Desert. You know,
Right.
one of the oldest and driest deserts in the world.
Right.
So you think desert, you think
An empty.
dry,
Yeah.
harsh,
Yeah.
and then you have this like vibrant wetland teeming with life.
So I was reading that Sandwich Harbor is actually a Ramsar site.
Yes.
I don't know a ton about that term.
Yeah.
What makes a wetland important enough to be
Oh,
designated?
it basically means that it's a wetland of international importance
Okay.
for its biodiversity. So it has a really unique and rich variety of plants and animals,
Got it.
and often species you wouldn't find anywhere else.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So more than just a pretty view,
Oh, for sure.
it's like
Delicate ecosystem.
it's like a desert
Yeah.
meeting a marine environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty
But
nice.
even getting there is an adventure.
Okay, so let's talk about the adventure, because I
Yeah.
was reading that like to
Yeah.
get to Sandwich Harbor, you need a 4x4 vehicle,
Yes.
and they really emphasize that you should not attempt to drive yourself.
You really shouldn't,
Yeah.
unless you're like a total expert.
Unless you are a professional
Yeah.
in desert driving.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it really that intense?
It can be, yeah, because you're driving over these constantly shifting sand dunes.
Oh, wow.
Some of them hundreds of meters high,
Yeah.
and then sometimes you're driving through parts of the ocean at low tide.
Oh, wow.
So you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to be able to read the terrain,
Yeah.
read the tides, respect the environment.
So it seems like the guided tours are really important.
Yeah.
Not just for like convenience, but for like
Yeah, safety
the
and
safety and the.
sustainability.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. And you need permits to get in there as well
Oh, right.
because it's part of the Namib-Naukluft National Park.
Okay.
But it's amazing
Yeah.
when you're out there surrounded by those huge dunes and the ocean's right there.
Wow.
It's an experience you won't forget.
So we've got this adventurous journey to get there. We've
Yeah.
got this really important wetland. What about the wildlife?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of wildlife can we expect?
So Sandwich Harbor is a bird watcher's paradise.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get these massive flocks of flamingos,
Wow.
greater and lesser flamingos. You get
Ah.
pelicans soaring overhead,
Nice.
cormorants drying their wings on the rocks, and
Cool.
then tons of little birds, too.
Yeah.
Plovers, sandpipers, terns, all kinds of stuff.
So I read that there are also oryx. What other animals are we going to see?
Yeah, you might see some oryx. They're really well adapted to the desert. They have these long, straight horns
Yeah.
that help them regulate their body temperature.
Cool.
You might see some jackals darting between the dunes,
Okay.
springbuck gracefully leaping,
Wow.
maybe even some brown hyenas scavenging along the shore.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
I think I also read something about dolphins. Like, are there dolphins in the desert?
So the waters off the coast of Sandwich Harbor
Yeah.
have a lot of marine life,
Okay.
including dolphins.
Wow.
So yeah, you could be walking along these huge sand dunes and
Yeah.
then see a pod of dolphins playing in the waves.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Yeah.
Dolphins in the desert.
I know. All right, so
Something else.
we've got the scenery,
Yeah.
we've got the wildlife. This place also has a history, right?
Yes, it does.
I know it was involved in the whaling industry.
Yeah, so back in the 19th century.
Sandwich Harbor was this busy whaling and fishing outpost.
Okay.
There were settlements there, trading posts,
Wow.
all kinds of activity.
It's hard to picture that
Oh, I
now.
know.
You see the pictures of like just
Yeah.
sand and ocean.
I know, it's crazy.
So they were whaling there and fishing, but also there was something about guano mining. Guano mining?
Guano
Oh, I
mining.
don't even know what that
So
is.
guano is basically bird droppings.
Okay. I
But
mean, that doesn't sound
I know it doesn't
as
sound
very appealing.
appealing, but back then it was a super valuable resource.
Okay.
So all these seabirds nesting on the rocks around Sandwich Harbor,
Yeah.
they would produce massive amounts of guano,
Okay.
which was like the best fertilizer.
So they were mining bird poop.
It was a big industry
Wow.
back then,
Okay.
and it really helped develop the area.
So are there still signs of that today?
Yeah, you can still find some remnants of that around Sandwich Harbor.
Oh, really?
Like old ruins and weathered wooden structures,
Yeah.
kind of echoes of a time when humans were interacting with this place in a very different way.
It's like stepping back in time Yeah. Imagining those old whaling ships coming ashore, the trading post,
that's right.
And the smell of guano in the air.
A very different scene.
It just adds like a whole other layer to it.
Yeah, it's like the past and present colliding.
Yeah.
The stories of nature and humans all mixed together.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, even in these remote, seemingly untouched places.
Right.
Human history has left its mark.
Wow. Yeah. That is incredible. Okay, so we've learned so much already about Sandwich Harbor.
It's really a special place.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's way more than just a pretty picture on Instagram, you know? There's like a real depth to this place.
Definitely. It's got the adventure. It's got this like amazing, delicate ecosystem.
Right, and history.
Yeah. And speaking of impact,
you
mentioned guided tours earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to like really highlight why we recommend that.
Yeah, because it's not just about having someone else drive.
No.
Yeah.
It's about way more than that.
Yeah. So let's say someone is listening to this and they're like, okay, I am adding this to my list.
Yeah.
I need to see this place for myself.
Yeah.
What are some like practical things they need to know?
First of all, as we said, Sandwich Harbor is part of the Namib-Naukluft National Park.
Okay.
So you need permits to go in there.
Right.
And you can get those from the Ministry of Environment and Tourism in Swakopmund.
Swakopmund.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that name.
It's a cool town.
Yeah.
On the coast.
Is it near Walvis Bay?
It's not too far from Walvis Bay.
Okay, cool.
And it's kind of a hub for adventure tourism.
Okay.
People go there to do quad biking and sandboarding and all kinds of stuff.
So you could like combine a trip to Sandwich Harbor with some other adventures in Namibia.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, you got your permits.
Permits, check.
And then the next thing is you got to book a guided tour.
Okay.
With a reputable 4x4 operator.
Okay.
And I want to really emphasize reputable.
Yeah.
Do your research. Read reviews.
Right.
Look for companies that are committed to sustainable practices, you know, that really understand the ecosystem there.
Right. Because driving through a wetland, especially one that's, you know, so delicate.
Exactly.
You probably need someone who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. You want people who are really minimizing their impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what kind of things would you look for?
Look for operators who emphasize small group sizes.
Okay.
Who talk about their commitment to the environment.
Yeah.
And who are really passionate about educating their clients.
So they're not just drivers.
No, they're experts.
Right.
They can point out things that you might miss. Share stories about the history.
Yeah.
The wildlife.
It makes a difference.
A huge difference.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned that the dry season's the best time to go. But for our photographers out there.
Yeah.
Is there an ideal time of day to get that, like, golden hour light?
So, like, most landscapes, early morning and late afternoon is when you're going to get that beautiful golden light.
I bet those shadows are insane on those sand dunes.
Incredible.
Speaking of which, how tall are we talking?
Some of those dunes can reach over 300 meters.
300 meters? That's, like...
That's taller than the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're driving through a landscape of giants.
That is nuts.
I know.
Wow, okay.
It's pretty amazing.
So we've covered the permits, we've covered the tours.
Yeah.
We've covered when to go. Mm-hmm. What about what to wear?
Oh, yeah, what to bring.
Yeah, what's the dress code for a desert adventure?
So comfort and practicality are key. Loose-fitting, light-colored clothing is best for staying cool.
Makes sense.
And layers are a good idea.
Okay.
Because the temperature can change quite a bit.
Yeah, especially as you're moving from like the dunes to the coast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And what about footwear?
Closed-toe shoes.
Okay.
With good support are essential.
Okay. So I'm guessing flip-flops are out.
Yeah. Probably not the best choice.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hiking boots or sturdy sneakers are good options.
And don't forget about the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It can get windy out there.
Yeah.
So a lightweight jacket or windbreaker can be helpful.
Okay, so we've got clothes sorted.
Yeah.
We've got camera equipment, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We've got our permits.
Yes.
What about food and water?
Oh, yeah. So Sandwich Harbor is pretty remote.
Right.
And pristine.
Yeah.
There aren't any, like, restaurants or cafes or anything like that.
So we need to pack our own.
Yeah. You got to bring your own snacks.
Okay.
And plenty of water.
That makes sense. So what kind of snacks?
Things like trail mix.
Okay.
Energy bars, fruit nets.
Okay.
Those are all good options.
Easy to pack.
Easy to pack.
Yeah.
And they won't spoil in the heat.
And for the water, like how much water are we talking?
More than you think you'll need.
Okay.
Dehydration is a real risk out there in the desert.
Right.
It's always better to be over-prepared than under-prepared.
Okay. So we've covered permits, tours, the best time to go, what to wear, what to eat.
Yeah.
Anything else our listeners should know?
I think the most important thing to remember is that Sandwich Harbor is a really special place.
Yeah.
And a fragile place.
Right.
It's a privilege to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to treat it with respect
and
responsibility.
Leave no trace.
Exactly. Leave no trace.
Pack it in, pack it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be mindful of the wildlife.
Yeah.
Let's keep this place beautiful.
For generations to come.
Absolutely. It's a gift.
It is.
And we need to protect it.
Yeah. That's a good point. We've learned so much about Sandwich Harbor.
It's real.
In this deep dive.
Yeah,
we've talked about like the thrills of getting there.
Yeah.
This like surprising diversity of life in this desert meets ocean landscape.
It's amazing.
And even a bit about the human history.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
this
place has officially moved to the top of my travel list.
I highly recommend it.
But before we wrap up, I'm curious.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most unique thing about Sandwich Harbor?
Hmm. That's a good question.
Like, what really sets it apart,
you know,
from other incredible places?
I think for me, it's the way it challenges our assumptions.
Oh, okay.
You know, we think of deserts as these like harsh, unforgiving places.
Right.
And then you find this oasis teeming with life.
Right.
Where like flamingos are hanging out with oryx.
Yeah.
And dolphins are playing just beyond the dunes.
But like nature's showing off a bit. It's like, look what I can do.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that nature is full of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And that those boundaries we create in our minds are often really artificial.
It's true. And I feel like that sense of wonder that you get in a place like that stays with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Long after you leave.
Long after you leave.
It really makes you realize how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
You know, like the wind shaping the dunes, the ocean currents bringing in nutrients, the birds migrating across continents, even the remnants of human history scattered among the dunes.
Yeah, it's all part of this bigger picture.
It is. It's all a story unfolding.
And we're just like stepping into a small chapter.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Sandwich Harbor holds a certain power.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
I think it has the power to shift our perspective.
Okay.
When you stand at the edge of those massive dunes with the vastness of the desert on one side.
Right.
And the endless ocean on the other.
Yeah.
It's hard not to feel a sense of awe.
Mm-hmm.
Even humility.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, it makes you question your place in the world.
Right.
Your impact.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of legacy you want to leave behind.
It sounds like it's a place that invites introspection. Like, it challenges you to look inward as much as outward.
I think so.
So if someone is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I need to experience this place.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
I would say go with an open mind.
Okay.
And a sense of adventure.
Okay.
Be prepared to be challenged.
All right.
Both physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, be present.
Okay.
Take the time to really soak it all in.
Yeah.
The beauty. The silence,
mm-hmm.
the raw power of this incredible landscape.
That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
Yeah, I hope so.
And who knows? Man. Maybe one day we'll both be standing on those dunes.
I would love that.
Watching the sunset.
Yeah.
Sharing our own stories about the magic of Sandwich Harbor.
That sounds like a perfect ending to our deep dive.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
To Sandwich Harbor, we hope you've enjoyed exploring this really unique corner of the world with us. And if you're ever feeling the pull of adventure, remember that there are still places out there that can surprise you, challenge you.
Absolutely.
And reconnect you with the wonder of the natural world.
So true.
Until next time, keep exploring.